You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hey everyone, Tamara here. Another week, another Inside Launch Street podcast, another opportunity to ignite innovation, influence others, and lead strong. So today we're covering a topic that has two sides to it. One is the exhaustion side and one is the energizing side. So yeah, I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna talk about how innovation exhausts and energizes. We talk a lot about the energize side, and I think it's important. But I think we got to talk about how it can be exhausting as well. I think we just need to recognize that. And the reason I want to bring this forward is in the last, I'd say month in particular, I have had, gosh, more conversations than I can count with people where they've said things to me like, God, you know, tomorrow I'm more tired than I've ever been, or I'm more exhausted than I ever remember being. And I don't know why, I'm just sitting at my desk all day. Or, yeah, I feel mentally drained in a way I haven't in a long time. And I know because I feel that way too. In fact, I'm just going to pull back the curtain and tell you that I have, since March in particular, gotten into the habit of taking a nap. Yeah, a nap, almost every day. That's right, I'm a grown woman and I take a nap almost every day. And I used to really fight it. And then I just came to really embrace the exhaustion side of everything that's going on. So I want to talk about, because innovation is an incredibly positive thing and is what helps us solve the sticky challenges and unearth those new opportunities that are often hiding in plain sight and, you know, come out of this, not just surviving, but thriving and strong on the other side. So I believe in the power of innovation. And I want us to understand how it exhausts us and how it energizes us so that we can do more about those two things as well. Now, hey, before I dig into it, I just want to let you know something that's pretty cool. So as you may recall, if you've been listening for a while, a month ago now, 3 weeks ago, we released our free innovation workshop, which was a 4-part series, which is all about how to ignite innovation, influence others, and lead strong. So guess what? If you missed it, that's okay, because we reworked it. We altered a few things. And we kind of repackaged it together to create a super awesome 3-part mini course for you. How to ignite innovation, influence others, and add massive value. So that's right. You don't have to wait. Again, you can just access the mini course right away. And oh, the other question I've been getting around the mini course, by the way, is can I access the Everyday Innovators Tribe too? Can I become a member? Unfortunately, the answer is no. Until December 1st and 2nd. But that's part of the reason we package this mini course, is because we want you to ignite innovation now. We know you can't wait. So we want you to ignite innovation now. We want you to be able to get buy-in for those ideas. And we want you to discover how to lead strong and add all that value. So we created this mini course in the meantime. So go to our website, gotolaunchstreet.com, gotolaunchstreet.com, all one word. And then if you scroll down the homepage just a little bit, you'll see 3 boxes, and that's one of them. Click on it, go get the mini course. It's free. And then we'll notify you when the Everyday Innovators Tribe is open, but you'll have this. In the meantime, getting you those small and big wins out of the gate. There's so much innovation goodness in those. Okay, go get those. Now back to exhaustion and energy. So as I said in the beginning in my opener, innovation is a positive force for change. Innovation is what allows us to turn uncertainty and pressure and obstacles into innovation and opportunity. It is incredibly powerful, and we have to recognize what it does to us and for us. So what I have found is that innovation both exhausts and energizes us. And if we understand that, we understand how to minimize the exhaustion, how to manage it, and how to tap into what energizes us about it so that we can get more of that feeling. So let me share both sides of this coin. And as I said, I've been getting so many conversations from people of, I'm just so tired. Like I'm exhausted all the time. And as I said, I got into the habit of taking a nap. I'm a grown woman taking a nap. Here's the thing. I didn't always have to take a nap. It's been relatively recent. And I really, in the beginning, fought it because I thought, oh my gosh, Tamar, if you take a nap in the middle of the day, you're not being productive. You're a loser. Why can't you muscle through it? Are you even working hard enough towards your goals? Like, that's my lizard brain talking. If you know me, you know I call him Bernard, but that's him like, you're such a loser. Why are you lying down? You need to get up. You're not being productive. You're not working hard. You'll never reach your goals because you're not working hard. Well, that's all silly, because here's what I came to realize, and I actually stopped and did some research on this. I went and looked up in some of the psychology as well as the science journals to understand what happens when we do something new, when we learn a new skill, when we innovate and adapt and pivot, when we're forced to learn new ways of doing things and adjust to a rapidly changing world around us. Here's the thing. Learning a new skill, taking risks, being under more pressure, all of that exhausts us. It takes a little bit more mental energy. And just think about the times that we're living in right now. We are under sustained levels of stress. And by the way, the stress response system in our bodies from a primal level was actually built for quick burst responses, not for sustained response. It was for, oh my gosh, there's a saber-toothed tiger in the bushes, I gotta act now. Or, oh my gosh, there's a fire coming or an arrow coming my way. It wasn't actually meant for how it's being used in the modern world with humans, which is the sustained level of stress. So you've got that going on, and that's exhausting you a little bit more. And then on top of that, you've got new skills that you're learning, new paths that you're charting. You know, I kind of equate it to, if you've ever been snowshoeing, when you're snowshoeing, if you're in a fresh trail, so nobody's been, the snow's not packed, and you're the first person in a line of four, the person in front who's blazing the new trail has to work harder, right? Because they've got to pack the snow as they go. It's all loose. They have to work harder than the person at the end who's already walking on the path of four people in front of them who've already packed the snow down for them. I think that is what being innovative is like right now. We're at the front of the snowshoe trail and we're blazing new paths, and it burns more calories, it burns more mental energy, and it's exhausting. So, back to my naps for a second, I've discovered that if I just take a quick nap at, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, I have this incredible no coffee needed second wind for the rest of the day. It's so awesome. And if I don't, my brain really does shut down. And like I said, I used to really fight it. And I used to think, well, I'm so lame. I'm not being productive. I'm not working hard. But the truth is, So first of all, I'm up at 4 a.m. and I do that because I'm at the gym. So I have a cup of coffee, I watch the news, and then I go to the gym, and then I hit the ground running on work the minute I get home. And from that, like 6:15 in the morning to, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I am at the front of that snowshoe trail trying to blaze new paths and innovate and help other people innovate. And I love it so much. I'm going to talk about the energizing side in a second because it's not all about being exhausted. But I do want to really tackle this because I think we don't talk about it or give ourselves enough grace in managing it. So yeah, I'm tired by 2 or 3 o'clock. And like I said, I used to blame it on getting up early or getting older. But the truth is, we're all living in a place right now of sustained stress and blazing new paths and being at the front of that snowshoe trail. So I share that with you because it's not a bad thing to be exhausted. It doesn't mean that innovation isn't positive. It's an incredibly positive force. It is your competitive advantage during unstable, uncertain times. I know that for a fact. You know that for a fact. But it means we also have to manage our energy to get through it. So I hope that you will, just in listening to this, realize like, hey, maybe it's okay that I'm a little tired. And maybe I'm tired because I'm blazing new paths. I'm innovating. I'm living under sustained stress. And I hope that you build something into your routine that helps you manage that exhaustion a little better. For me, I've been drinking more water and I've been taking these naps, and I make sure to take the dog out for more walks than I normally do, like just little short 5-minute walks, because I find that helps clear my head and get my blood flowing again and my energy back. But know that innovation is exhausting, and that's okay. We just have to manage it a little bit. That's all. So That's the exhausting side. Let's talk about the energizing side. Let's end on that high note. So hopefully now you have given yourself permission to maybe have a little bit of downtime, take a nap, walk a dog, meditate, do whatever you need, but just, and also some recognition of it's okay that I'm this exhausted. It's okay. The energizing side, here's the cool part. When you innovate, when you solve a sticky challenge, when you go in the pursuit of blazing new paths, when you're at the front of that snowshoe line, it actually feels good and it energizes you. And it does that for a couple of reasons. One of them being that it releases dopamine into your system, and that's the feel-good drug. So when your body releases dopamine into your system, it feels good and you want more of it. Think about the last time. And let's just take this for a personal second. Think about the last time you solved something in your house. Like maybe there was a handle that wouldn't stop rattling and you found some creative way to solve it. You almost want to give yourself a virtual high five, right? Or just a pat on the back. Like it feels good. And then you're looking for other things to fix and solve around the house. This is totally me, by the way, with cleaning. I clean out a closet and I just feel so good. My body releases dopamine and I'm like, yeah, I could clean closets all day long, right? It feels good. So innovation, actually, it's joyful, it's satisfying, it energizes us because it actually releases feel-good chemicals into our system. So the more we innovate, the more satisfaction we feel, the more joy we feel, the more energy we feel. It's exciting to have that aha moment. It's exciting to innovate. So on one hand, we're a little tired, but on the other hand, innovating more actually energizes us. It gets us going. When I start my day with my 10-minute burst of innovation that we do through our Facebook group, the Leadership and Innovation group, and if you type that in, you can find it. When I start my day with a burst of innovation where we tackle an innovation topic, it gets me so revved up and excited for the rest of the day. When I ideate with my Everyday Innovator tribe, it gets me so revved up. When they have insights and ahas, it gets me energized because it's releasing these feel-good chemicals. It's giving me a sense of satisfaction and joy. Like that's the beauty of innovation. It can absolutely energize you and keep you motivated and keep you going. So when you have that small win, that leads to the next small win and the next small win, not just because one is a stepping stone to the next, but because your brain's going, yeah, let's do that again. I want more of that. All right. This was a quick podcast today, but I really wanted to tackle how innovation both exhausts and energizes. And on the exhaust side, we need to give ourselves permission to be tired, and we need to give ourselves the right tools to manage it. And then on the energize side, it means that we need to spend more time intentionally innovating so that we can get that feel-good energy and satisfaction out of it. All right. Hope that brightens your day. Go get the mini course. And with that, Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.